Light of the Bhagavat, verse 9. A picturesque scene of green paddy fields enlivens the heart of the poor agriculturalist, but it brings gloom to the face of the capitalist who lives by exploiting the poor farmers. With good rains, the farmer's business in agriculture flourishes. Agriculture is the noblest profession. It makes society happy, wealthy, healthy, honest, and spiritually advanced for a better life after death. The Vaishya community, or the mercantile class of men, take to this profession. In Bhagavad Gita, the Vaishyas are described as the natural agriculturalists, the protectors of cows, and the general traders. When Lord Sri Krishna incarnated himself at Vrindavan, he took pleasure in becoming a beloved son of such a Vaishya family. Nanda Maharaj was a big protector of cows, and Lord Sri Krishna, as the most beloved son of Nanda Maharaj, used to tend his father's animals in the neighboring forest. And by his personal example, Lord Krishna wanted to teach us the value of protecting cows. Nanda Maharaj is said to have possessed 900,000 cows, and about 5,000 years ago, at the time of Lord Sri Krishna, the tract of land known as Vrindavan was flooded with milk and butter. Therefore, God's gifted professions for mankind are agriculture and cow protection. Trade is meant only for transporting surplus produce to places where the produce is scanty. But when traders become too greedy and materialistic, they then take to large-scale commerce and industry and allure the poor agriculturalist to unsanitary industrial towns with a false hope of earning more money. The industrialist and the capitalist do not want the farmer to remain at home, satisfied with his agricultural produce. When the farmers are satisfied by a luxuriant growth of food grains, the capitalist becomes gloomy at heart. But the real fact is that humanity must depend upon agriculture and subsist on agricultural produce. No one can produce rice and wheat in big iron factories. The industrialist goes to the villagers to purchase the food grains one is unable to produce in the factory. The poor agriculturalist takes advances from the capitalist and sells his produce at a lower price. Hence, when food grains are produced abundantly, the farmers become financially stronger, and thus the capitalist becomes morose, being unable to exploit them.